Praised be Jesus and Mary. Today we celebrate a votive Mass to the Immaculate Heart of Mary. She gave her whole heart to God. God wants our heart for Him alone. But our Lord reminds us in today's Gospel that our hearts can be led astray by many different things, such as greed, gluttony, drunkenness, and so many other harmful addictions and sinful habits. Jesus, our Lord and our Savior, offers us true freedom. Freedom from the power of sin and a wasted life. Freedom from unruly desires and disordered passions. Jesus wants our hearts to be ruled by one thing only, His love and truth, which enables us to choose whatever is good and to reject whatever is harmful for us. Jesus also warns us of the temptation to slacken off, to become spiritually idle, lazy, indifferent, or just inattentive to God's word and guidance for our lives. We can fall asleep spiritually if we allow other things to distract us from the reality of God and His kingdom. It's very easy to get caught up in the things of the present moment or to be weighed down by anxious cares and concerns. The Lord, He knows our struggles, our weaknesses, our shortcomings, and He assures us that we do not need to carry these burdens alone or to struggle without His help. He's always very present and ready to give us whatever strength, guidance, and help that we need, to fight temptation and to keep on the course which He set for us. But there's one thing that He doesn't tolerate. Indifference, an attitude of not caring and doing nothing. The Lord wants us to cast our anxieties on Him, to ask for His guidance and His help. And until the Lord comes again, we can expect troubles, trials, and temptations. Our adversary, he doesn't rest in his attempt to keep us away from God's will for our lives. And if he cannot succeed in getting us to renounce the faith. He will try little by little to distract us from pursuing God, especially in prayer and listening to His Word. Let us ask Our Lady, you know, to rekindle the fire of her Son's love in us, so that we can be ready and eager to meet Him, you know, when He comes again.